Stone Boy Speaks, episode 499, Cat and Mouse Firewall.
As long as there's been firewalls, people have tried to find ways around them. Applications have tried to evade in a number of different ways. And so, you know, I look at the Great Firewall in China and how they're trying to essentially get people, or block particular content. And company, you know, different people are trying to find different ways around it to give Chinese citizens access to information that the Chinese government doesn't think they're citizens should have. So there's another app that's coming out on Android that's supposed to give Chinese citizens access to certain information. They're doing it on Android so that it's not in any of the official app stores. There's a lot of third-party app stores in China. And you also have the data for this particular application, which they're stashing it in Amazon Web Services. And that's a very difficult thing to block. If you're going to block all of Amazon Web Services, you're going to block a whole lot of legitimate content as well. So you could find and filter the specific content, but you'd have to do SSL inspection, which means essentially breaking, essentially man in the middling SSL, which means people are going to know that things are being looked at by the Chinese government, which is probably not a surprise. But to do it at the kind of scale that the Chinese internet connectivity has, I mean, I'm sure it's going to require a lot of hardware, and Checkpoint sells stuff that does it. A lot of other companies do, and I'm sure the Chinese government officials probably have their own homegrown solution that does it. It's a pretty standard technology to man in the middle SSL, but of course you would know that it's happening because the certificates get rewritten. But to do it at the kind of scale that would need to be done in China, I think it's a bit untenable, and so they're probably going to go with a very ham-handed attempts at blocking. Just the IP addresses, which they did for GitHub a while back. There's a lot of legitimate uses for GitHub, just like there are legitimate uses of Amazon Web Services. And a bunch of people, complained to the government, and they ultimately backed down on that particular, the particular blocking decision. So, but this kind of cat and mouse game goes on with with enterprises, and it goes on with the Great Firewall of China as well. Is there's always going to be applications that are being that are going to get past the firewall in one way or another, and you always have to monitor what people are doing. And the tools can do quite a lot, but you still have to monitor what's going on and take appropriate action. I'm not thrilled with why the Chinese are feel they need to filter their internet connections for their citizens, but that's China, and I'm not it's not for me to say it's in my opinion that's not great, but I don't live in China, so that's their thing to sort out, I suppose, and people are going to find their ways around that stuff. That's the sad reality, and it happens in enterprises as well. And you have to monitor, vendors update their stuff, and things get blocked for a while, and then people find a way around it. It's this cat and mouse game that is that we see play out in the media with the Great Firewall of China, but it plays out with enterprises as well with their networks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.